much about. So easy.
You gotta put it in perspective.
Welcome to Rock and Roll Fantasy Camp, where you'll experience the complete rock and roll lifestyle without the lawsuits and STDs.
Woo! STDs!
Now, you're all here for one reason.
To rock!
Who said that?
That's right, Otto. We're here to rock!
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
One, two, three.
Bad boy!
Four, five, six.
V.I.G. Ah!
So, leave me. You never do have much margin there. Let's see if you can't leave me about an inch from where the zipper ends. Under my... back to my bunghole.
Hey, Kevin and Bean. In the great ensemble that is life, you are the extra inch of fabric between the nutsack and the bunghole. Beer mug, you're just the bunghole.
And now...
Now, another thing, the crotch down where your nuts hang is always a little too tight.
Our feature presentation.
I gotta tell you, if I'm on the phone with a president of the United States and he's using words like bunghole, I think I'm being punked.
Yeah, I know.
There's no way he talks like this. Well, yeah. I don't want to out of the gate with it, but finally,
Herbert
right?
Was yeah, right. Finally, I can't say he was a good guy. I can't say he was a friend, or that we'll miss him. But he's gone. I assume. I mean, I haven't heard from him. I assume they broke his legs or his neck or something, right? After the way he was talking yesterday, it made it sound like if he didn't cover the spread on that game last night, it was lights out.
Well, he had fallen into a deep hole, $800, yes. Which he didn't have. Mm-hmm. And so he's going to make it up last night when Chicago lost, and there was a 10-point spread even. So, I mean, that, you know, for God's sakes, Green Bay pretty much just gave up.
I'm right here, you guys.
Oh, Muggs?
What's that?
Is that you?
I'm alive.
I can't see you because you're so close to the floor because you have no legs.
I'm desensitized and numb, but I'm alive.
So so it didn't work out?
Well, if I would have known Aaron Rodgers would have been injured,
yeah.
I wouldn't have done that. I wouldn't have taken that bet.
Right, but you know that that's a possibility in every single game.
Sports betting is bad.
Yes, sports betting is bad.
Now,
especially when you don't have any money.
Now, Bean, you weren't here for this part yesterday in the meeting when Muggs, as soon as the meeting was over, Muggs spent, I don't know, an hour and a half holding court on why the Bears, you know, were going to get destroyed. And he was telling us position by position and move by move and lineup and different defenses.
I do know this. I only saw a little bit of the game last night, but I do know that the Packers had won the last six times that they had played.
Yeah.
There's that.
So, yeah. I mean, just history alone, you go, well, the Packers, you know, the Packers got this one.
But a 10-point spread is that's a pretty big spread.
That's a big spread against a good team. Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
And God hates Muggs.
Yeah.
Don't forget that.
Right. Well, I think that was the factor that Muggs was forgetting yesterday.
Right. The dog incident, the football. I mean, come on.
So, Muggs, by the way, I saw the dog incident at the True Blessing. It wasn't very good. Got to be honest.
So how much, Muggs?
$1,000.
So it was 800.
It was 800, and I bet 200 on the Colts, Texans over, and the Colts pick 'em. So I took the Colts and the Packers by 10, and I hit two out of three, which isn't bad.
What does that pay? Two out of three. What's the payday on that one?
Broken legs.
So you're down more than that, by the way.
No, well, I was already in the whole 800, and. Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's right.
Yeah,
thank you, Lisa.
Oh, yeah.
So the other thing that happened was Muggs was shooting off his mouth about, you know, what was going to happen. And Dave, the King of Mexico, picked up on that. And he said, you know, I'll bet you $20.
Uh-huh. I'll bet you $20 that the Bears win. Yeah.
And then
so that's
Kevin
just piling
said,
on.
And then yeah. I jumped in and I said, I'll bet you $20 as well. So now it's an extra $40 on top of the $1,000.
Yeah. 1,040.
Can you believe that?
And if you don't pay us, Dave and I are going to break your legs.
I think I can manage the 40, but
so right Muggs, before you leave town,
mm-hmm.
here's the crucial question that'll determine everything we need to know about Muggs.
Yeah.
Do you pay this, or do you work hard, do some extra, you know, Santa Anita K Rock gigs, get the money, pay it off and then learn your lesson and never bet again? Or is it double or nothing for the NFL schedule next weekend? And now this time, Kevin and Bean, I'm coming back and I'm coming back big.
Bean, you know you're talking to Muggs, right?
Right, I do.
Okay, so.
Well, I just want to hear it from him. I want it on tape.
Double or nothing, of course.
Yeah, that's our boy. Because clearly when you're losing, you bet more so that you can win.
Absolutely.
If you can't pay $1,000,
look,
risk two.
Look, all I need is another $100. All I need is another $100 on maybe like a four-pick parlay, which has about 5, 6, 7 to 1 odds, which are doable. Boom, I'm out of the hole.
There it is.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is how Las Vegas was built.
Exactly. That is guy who puts his hand on the stove burner again.
Yeah,
that's what
I love
that
it.
Guy is. All right.
Is it a stove burner or just a stove?
It's a burner on a stove. Yeah.
Okay.
So Muggs, just every day, we'll just look and it's a 50-50 chance of whether you're going to show up or not. So we should just have somebody on call that we can have to replace you if you don't make it.
Chip will be on standby.
All right.
Although we did realize yesterday morning as well that Muggs without legs is taller than Chip.
Still.
So I'm not sure which direction we're going to go there. All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
The pace of the elephant is slow, but crushing.
Right. Thanks, P. We have an author on. As you know, it is it's Book Tuesdays. It's whatever day we have an author on.
I've noticed that.
He's they asked you what? He's written a book. He's a middle school sex ed teacher.
Uh-oh.
Middle school.
Oh, that should be interesting.
Yeah. So that's when a lot of the kids are really just learning about stuff for the first time, right?
And I'll tell you this right now. We couldn't talk about 90% of his book.
Oh, really?
Yes, because it's crazy explicit. And you wonder, wow, I don't remember asking those questions when I was 7 or however old.
I don't think
old.
We did.
We have Dwayne Wyans Jr. from New Girl on the program
today. Or Damon.
Did I say? Yeah, Damon. Trying to read Dave's writing. Ray Romano, comedian on the program today. Dr. Mo is going to be here. He's going to be talking about live things that have been taken out of people's bodies.
Oh, really?
Yes. It's a great story to get us started on that about a girl who's afraid of spiders. She had to go get one removed from her ear.
And it was still alive?
Yep. Doctor pulled it out. Good enough. And it dropped and ran up the person's nose. That's just God with a giant middle finger right there. Screw you. Eminem comes out today, brand new CD, so we've got some clips from that so you can hear what that's about. We have a new song called Casually Drinking Milk that we think you'll love. And hazing. We're going to talk about hazing in light of the Dolphins, you know, big thing that was going on. So we'll talk about that today. You were or you did haze. We'll take your calls coming up this morning. Plus, we've got your tickets for the Hunger Games, Catching Fire. It's an advanced screening. We've got your tickets this morning. We'll take a break and come back with the Showbiz Beat next.
First thing you do this morning, you go to your iTunes and you type in Brad Williams and you download his brand new comedy album called Hi Ho, recorded at the Ice House in Pasadena. That's your tip of the day, bradwilliamscomedy.com. And our friend Brad joins us in studio right now.
Listen,
what's up, man?
I had to come back in. I heard Stryker yesterday, and I said, "Oh, for the love of God!" Listen, I know Ralph is out. I mean,
right.
but if you can't get filet mignon, you at least get like the porterhouse or a New York strip or something like that. Stryker's like, you know, the swordfish that's been laying out for like 22 days.
Dare you? We love Ted.
Yes.
We think he does a good job, but I understand that you're starting to feel a little bit territorial about the showbiz beat.
Absolutely.
Ralph's not here. Brad must. Be.
I must be here.
Well, it's great to see you again, man. What's going on?
And don't tweet Stryker. I love the guy. He knows that. speaking of albums that are out, including mine, Hi Ho, on iTunes, go get that.
Wait a minute. You have an album today?
I have an album out today.
All right.
Yo, my album drops, yo.
Your joint.
My joint be hitting the streets today, yo.
By the way, you are very ineffective because you should know from all the award shows that you need to have a t-shirt printed with your album date and release title that you should be wearing everywhere today.
I'm sorry I haven't done that.
Yeah.
That's step two. But other albums are out today that you should also pick up in addition to my own, including the Marshall Mathers LP 2, Eminem.
Which is awesome.
Buy my goddamn CDs! That's awesome.
We have some clips of that a little bit later on this hour.
I can't wait to hear it. I'm definitely picking that one up. Avril Lavigne by Avril Lavigne.
Sure.
That one's out today. And also Matangi by MIA. Matangi. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. Probably not.
I had problems with my tangy last year. I had to get it looked at.
You saw Dr. Drew, though, didn't
right,
you?
Yeah.
Took care of it, yeah.
Took care of your tangy? I think they brought it to the moon, didn't they? Tangy?
Whatever. I believe so, yeah.
All right. DVDs also out. New DVDs out today. The Hobbit, An Unexpected Journey, comes out today. White
Are
House
you in
Down.
That one, by the way, Brad?
No! What's with all the,
what?
The tall people and the CGI and the crap?
What?
Terrible.
How did I make a movie with like 10,000 little people in it and not give Brad a little something?
Not one!
You're not in the top 10,000 of little people.
Not 10,000!
That hurts.
Come on! Well, I mean, it's like all of China, then me. You know, that's a lot.
All right,
a lot,
sure.
It's a lot of little people.
All of China and then Chip.
A lot of little
and
people.
Then you.
And then Chip and then me.
Right.
So there you go. White House Down is out today. Grown Ups 2. And Duck Dynasty. I Am Dreaming of a Redneck Christmas. That is out today.
Rough week yep. for DVDs.
That's happening.
America. That's what we got here, people. Right. Woo! Let's get to some showbiz news, everybody. Pamela Anderson did a great thing. I heard you guys talk about it. She ran in the marathon. She had a great time. This is the New York City Marathon. I think she ran for Haiti, I want to say, is her charity of choice. But then she tweeted a picture out of her, after she ran the marathon, icing down her vagina.
No.
Apparently.
That's a thing?
The vagina was very sore.
What?
After she ran a marathon.
What?
And I'm thinking to myself, how bad does a marathon tear you up? This woman survived Tommy Lee.
Right, yeah.
Right.
And wow.
Wow. Now, that is not motivation for any woman ever to run a marathon ever. If Pamela, is like, this is too much. I can't take it.
I was just going to do it.
You were just going to do it?
Tommy Lee?
No. Oh. I was just going to run a marathon, but now I'm not.
I didn't know that was an issue.
I didn't either. I mean, I heard about the nipples, obviously. You've got to take some precautions to make sure those don't rub up against your fabric. But I've never heard about any kind of below-the-belt problems like that. That's crazy.
I mean, the marathon should have iced out after a marathon. A marathon can't drive a boat with its wang.
That's true.
Right.
Tommy Lee can, and she survived that. Wow.
That is shocking.
That is shocking. And moving on to showbiz news. Today is a happy day.
Today is a happy day.
Because the king is dead. The king of Twitter
is dead.
Justin Bieber is no longer the most followed person on Twitter.
Yay!
Fantastic.
Now we have a true winner atop. I know him and Lady Gaga were going back and forth.
Right.
Now.
And there was a lot of talk about how half of them were false or whatever.
And bots and all that jazz. Now there is a legitimate number one, a number one we can all get behind.
Can we guess? Is it a hot chick?
Well, that's why I would like to get behind her.
All right, good.
Katy Perry, everyone.
There you go.
Katy Perry is now the most followed person on Twitter with, she's got 46,593,000. As opposed to Justin Bieber's absolutely putrid, disgusting, despicable 46,543,000.
Loser.
Amateur. Hey, man. You know, you start going to Brazilian whorehouses, the kids drop off.
That's right.
People start hitting you with water bottles.
Yep.
I love that video.
It is awesome, yeah. Water bottle knocks the microphone right out of his hand.
The perfect shot.
Yeah.
You're just like, how did you?
The perfect shot would have been between the eyes, but
still,
sign
that person up for the Dodgers.
Agreed.
They hit Bieber from however long, just hit the mic right out of his hand. Perfect. Long list of celebrity birthdays today, so let's get to that. Satan is 58 years old today.
Satan is only 58?
Satan is only 50. Oh, I'm sorry. That's Kris Jenner. Kris Jenner is 58 years old today. Her face is only about 15.
Mm.
Actor Robert Patrick. He was the T-1000 in Terminator 2.
Terminator, right.
Yeah. He is 55 years old today. Kevin's favorite actress, Tilda Swinton.
Ugh.
Tilda Swinton.
How old is he?
How old is Conan O'Brien's body double? 53 years old today. Actress Famke Janssen is 49. Jean Grey in the X-Men movie, still looking great. Actor Sam Rockwell is 45. Singer-guitarist Ryan Adams is 39. And guitarist Kevin Jonas of the recently defunct Jonas Brothers is 26 years old today. I'm Brad Williams. Follow me on Twitter at FunnyBrad. And I pitter-patter on the showbiz.
Very excited about today's Kevin and Bean Show, including our friend Dr. Mo, who's going to be talking about pulling living things out of human bodies, which apparently happens a lot, by the way, with various things that crawl up in you.
That's not what you want to hear, though.
No,
right?
Not at
all.
What
you want to hear at all. Yeah. It's not at all. Also, the great Ray Romano on the program today, Damon Wayans Jr. talking about his return to The New Girl, and so much more, including some Hunger Games Catching Fire tickets later as well.
We have some clips for you for the new Eminem CD, which I think is awesome. It's called MMLP2, mm-hmm. Marshall Mathers LP2.
By the way, before you play clips from that,
yep.
Did you see Eminem's PSA for piracy, anti-piracy?
I did not.
Did you see that the album is available today, and it's already leaked, and he's furious about it and wants people to go out and pay money to buy his record?
Right.
I have the PSA if you would like to hear it before we hear the album that he wants you to buy. Here's Eminem, and he sounds mad.
Due to a massive amount of bootlegging and constant downloading, people are no longer buying CDs so that we can get paid for our f***ing work. They are just continuing to get songs for free. See, what they do is they buy computers, strictly pick songs that they like, and burn them onto CDs or put them on iPods, causing major decrease in SoundScan, putting music retail in a tremendous slump, causing artists such as myself to make no money for record sales and be forced to tour, causing more stress, arguments with my wife, not being able to see my kids, drink more, take more pills, punch more people in the face, hate the world, and end up in rehab. This has been a public service announcement and an excused event by Marshall Mathers. Not that I wouldn't have done the same thing if I could get music for free when I was a kid, but now that I rap for a living, buy my goddamn CDs!
All right, so you can do whatever you want. It's on your conscience, but Eminem would like you to pay some money for his work.
Did you see all of the people that were complaining that the leak was in the wrong form for them?
Yes, I did.
It was a Windows Media. Really? It was a Windows Media form, WMA, I think. And everybody's like, oh, how could they possibly do this? I can't listen to it. 75 programs to transfer to another kind.
But. So you're getting your music for free. You're already ripping it off. And now you're complaining that you have to make the final swap to get to the format you want.
Right. Here's here are a few clips. Of course, you know Berserk. This is the big one that's been playing for quite some time.
Been public enemy since you thought P.E. was Tim Dick.
Take your shoes off. Let your hair down.
I love that song, but Bean, help me with the sample of the guy saying go berserk. Has there ever been a worse audio clip?
I don't know what's going on with that.
Like, you can't even hear.
Mm-mm.
You know it's go berserk just because that's the song, but...
I do like the Billy Squire sample on that. And if you saw Eminem on Saturday Night Live, that was the first number he performed this past weekend. And Rick Rubin himself was DJing for him on stage. And you don't see him on stage very often.
That's
Svengali, who's usually the guy behind the scenes producing the records and everything like that. But he was the guy who was actually working the ones and twos for Eminem's performance Saturday night.
Here's a little bit of Bad Guy.
After your concerts, I'm your time. It's almost up that you haven't acknowledged. Grab for some water, but I'm that pill that's too jagged to swallow. I'm the police you hate, that you became. With every bastard you slaughter, coming back on you. Every woman you insult, better for the double standard you have. When it comes to your daughters, I represent everything you take for granted, because Marshall Mathers, the rapper's...
Has he lost some of the hate in his age? Nope.
No, and he hasn't slowed down at all either. He's still one of the fastest rappers out there.
I don't have a clip, unfortunately, of Rap God, but if you listen to that, it's not like go in maybe 4 minutes, and at that point he starts rapping so fast you can barely understand.
Wow.
I'm probably the only other person in the world that could rap that fast. Rihanna has to be on your album if you have a new album, and she's on Monster.
I'm friends with the monster, the son of my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me, stop holding your breath. And you think I'm crazy, yeah, you think I'm crazy.
I wanted the fame, but not the cover of Newsweek. Oh well, guess beggars can't be choosy. Wanted to receive attention from my music. Wanted to be left alone in public, excuse me. But wanting my cake and eat it too. And wanting it both ways. Fame made me a balloon, cause my ego inflated when I flew sleep. It was confusing, cause all I wanted to do was be the Bruce Lee of loosely abused ink. Use it as a tool when I blew steam. Woo! Hit the lottery, ooh wee. But with what I gave up to get, it was bittersweet. It was like winning a used me. I'm running because I think I'm getting so huge I need a shrink.
Little taste of that one.
Sounds great.
Well, I love Rihanna. By the way, that song is the first single in Britain and is the number one song on the charts over there right now.
Yeah. Anything with Rihanna on it, pretty much everybody at least pays attention to. Listen.
Yeah,
to
and of course they work together in that Love the Way You Lie, which is one of the biggest hits of all time. So it only makes sense that they'd pair up again.
All right, the best song on the album for my taste, and I would suggest you buy it as well. If you can afford it, I would suggest you buy it. Mm-hmm. I did. But this album is so great. But he has a song called Rhyme or Reason that uses what's the name of it being?
Time of the Season by the Zombies?
Yes, Time of the Season by the Zombies, which I have always hated.
Why?
Hated. Just,
it's so good.
Yeah, that's why I hate it.
Except for that.
It's terrible. It's a horrible song.
What's wrong with it? It's got great lyrics. It's got great production. It's got that spooky. Let me play a little bit of the original song that Kevin's talking about that Eminem samples. Here's the Zombies.
It's the time of the season for love.
And then it's got this cool part right here. Come on, listen to that.
I love that.
I hate it.
1968.
Hate it?
Such a great. How about this part, Kevin? You hate this part?
What's your name? Who's your daddy?
Who's your daddy?
I mean, come on.
Yeah,
classic.
He uses that song for what I think is the best song on the album. Having said I hate that song, Rhyme or Reason is his. He uses that track as the background. And I'm going to play a little bit more than usual, maybe almost a minute, just so you get a feel for it. But I do want you to listen. About 20 seconds in, he starts talking about the Yoda of rap. And then starts rapping in a Yoda voice.
Okay.
And pretty good. I'd like to hear an album by a Yoda by rapping Yoda. I'd like to hear a whole album of that. But check this out. That song, which I hate, he has made into something I love.
Reproduced like the Komodo dragon and having on the back of a motorcycle then crashed in the side of a locomotive with rap. I'm local, it's like panning a psycho, a loaded handgun. Michelangelo with a paint gun in a tantrum about to explode all over the canvas. Back with the Yoda of rap and a stasm. Your music usually has them, but waiting for the game, your enthusiasm it has them. Follow your must, removing my little Padawan.
What the hell's going on? It's rapping Yoda.
That's hilarious.
How awesome is that?
Not very many people could pull that off.
Buy my goddamn CDs! With a paint gun and a tantrum about to explode all over the canvas. Back with the Yoda of rap and a spasm. Your music usually has them. But waiting for the game, your enthusiasm it has them. Follow your must, removing my little Padawan.
Yeah. Anyway, it's out today. MMLP2 is the name of it. It's Marshall Mathers, Eminem's new album. It is 6:30.
23 hours ago, we unveiled for you night number one of the 24th annual K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas Concert. And what an announcement it was. Kings of Leon, Vampire Weekend, Queens of the Stone Age, AFI, Arctic Monkeys, The Cage the Elephant, Group Love, Foals, and New Politics. That's all on one stage. On one night, K-Rock Street Team members can buy their tickets this Friday at noon. You can get those details at krock.com, including other stuff that we haven't talked about on the air, including how much they are and what the different sections are and the charities and giveaways and all sorts of stuff like that. It's just worth going to krock.com for all the details.
Plus, you can see me race Funny Brad. We had a race in the back parking
that's
lot.
That's right.
And boy, did you cheat.
Look, if there's somebody on my tail with a knife, I'm cheating all day long.
Hey, guys. Friend of the show, Dr. Mo, is on the phone. He is the chief of surgery at Providence Little Company of Mary San Pedro. We go to him for medical issues that we encounter in the news that we have questions about. Dr. Mo is making his 10-year anniversary appearance here on the Kevin and Bean
Show.
What?
November
kidding.
Of wow. 2003 is when Dr. Mo first came on. How are you, buddy?
Good morning, Kevin Bean, Lisa May.
Good morning.
Well, it's good to talk to you. I saw your note yesterday about all of the various things, and I kind of laughed out loud when I see why we call you. We call you about penile injuries. We call you about the tapeworm diet. We talk to you about vodka eyeballing, heavy burtation.
Yeah, I mean, none of it's good.
We never call you about awesome things that happen, do we, Dr. Mo?
Well, I don't know. The rugby player that woke up gay was pretty hilarious.
Yeah, well, that was good.
So, Kevin, tell the doctor why we need him today.
Well, there's a woman who who had a spider go in her ear, and she's deathly afraid of spiders. So she went to the doctor, and they removed it, but it kind of fell, and then it ran up her nose. And that kills us, first of all, because, you know, she was probably ready to faint the entire time, and then they pull it on, and it runs right back in her body.
Oh,
so we were talking about Dr. Mo must have a lot of stories about pulling live things from people. Now, you know, we've done the topic of you stuck drugs up there.
Time I fell on a vacuum cleaner hose, remember?
Right. You're going into jail and you have, you know, tattoo needles and all kinds of stuff up there. But we want to talk about live animals, basically.
Insects and animals. How much experience do you have with that, Dr. Mo?
Unfortunately, I have some.
Oh, that is unfortunate.
And the most common one is insects. That seems to be the problem. The spider story I heard about from you guys, but the most common one tends to be ears and children. So if you guys can imagine, my first week as a doctor, so I'm out of medical school, I'm starting my surgical internship, I don't know anything, and I'm starting on an ear, nose, and throat rotation. So this little kid comes to the clinic and is looking like, I mean, maybe 5, 6 years old, and the kid's psychopathic, and he's just crying and grabbing, and we don't know what's going on. And this doctor who's teaching me very calmly says, oh, I know what this is. So we get into the room, we lay the guy down, the mother's calming the little boy, I look in the ear, and there's the butt end of a cockroach.
Oh!
Sticking out of this ear. And so...
I'd be freaking out, too!
Yeah, see, I don't do bugs. So, I mean, I will...
I don't do bugs, says a guy who cuts people open for a living.
That's totally fine. Seriously. Let me sew up your colon. I'm good. Whatever. But bugs and me don't get along. So, I'm trying to maintain my composure, and this ENT doctor very professionally soothes the child with his nice tone and calmly takes the thing and plucks this cockroach out of the ear, and the cockroach is dead, and the kid wakes up. Our kid just perks up fine, and life is good. That was enough, but... 2 weeks later, one comes in worse. The kid is just, like, psychopathic. It's in the ER. I go running down. The guy comes with me. Same story, except for the freaking legs are, like, moving still.
Oh, it's trying to dig further.
Oh, dear. And so, I'm like, really, and the kid's screaming, and I'm still nervous. I've been a doctor for, and I'm using the word correctly, literally hours. And I just don't know what to do.
Tell us the truth, though. You fainted, right?
No, that's another story.
Okay.
But the cool thing was, and I wish I could remember what it was, because this was kind of long ago, but this doctor's like, no, I got this. And he, like, mixed something with a little hydrogen peroxide and something and put a few drops in the ear, and it killed the cockroach, so it stopped moving, and the kid felt better. I was like, that's so freaking smart. So, yeah, anyway, he did that. Boom, cockroach comes out. Life is good. So, yeah, I'm kind of done with the cockroach in the ear.
So it's all ear, mostly ear things, not nose?
Well, yeah, I guess if you're there's stuff going in and out of the nose, like air. When you're breathing, it makes it harder for animals to go in. But the ears are just sort of sitting there.
Yeah, right,
so
right.
That's sort of what it is. But you talked about fainting, and there is an animal story involving fainting.
All right.
I would like to hear that.
It's the first time I actually saw somebody faint. I didn't faint, but... I was, again, teaching. This time I was the chief resident, and I'm teaching my intern how to run the bowel. And when you run the bowel, that's if somebody gets shot through the abdomen, you're opening them up, you have to systematically look at every inch of the intestine to make sure it's not hurt.
Right.
You know, it's like this big loop of garden hose in your belly. So I'm sitting there running through it between my fingers, and I'm showing them how you look at every side. And as I held up this, like, six-inch piece between my fingers, you saw something inside the bowel. Mm. And it was sort of like if you put your hand in your pocket and then give the thumbs up sign, you can sort of see your thumb trying to poke through your pocket.
Right.
Well, there's this, like, thing trying to stick out through the intestine.
Oh.
And you could sort of tell it was sort of dark and black colored, and the resident was like, what is that? And I'm like, worms.
Worms?
Big old, like, big as your little finger worms.
No.
And this guy, you saw his eyes roll back in his head, and you know that noise you make right before you guys do the drop that, you know, Anna?
Like, yeah.
That noise, they made exactly that.
Oh, man.
It was awesome. So,
so how often, I mean, I don't know how to put a percentage or a number or something like this on it, Dr. Bo, but I mean, is it common or uncommon that people get things like that happening where they get worms inside their body, things grow, maggots, things like that?
Yeah, well, and this is funny because it's another one of our topics. Back when we did the tapeworm diet, it's scary how often this worm stuff happens, especially in developing countries. You know, we're relatively close to Mexico. That sort of stuff happens. And the ear thing is a socioeconomic thing. That tends to happen in the poorer section of town. with, you know, the maybe not the best living conditions and that sort of stuff.
But if you have giant ears like I do, I mean, you're inviting trouble.
Oh, yeah. That's the whole, like, forest infestation going on.
Well, good times. Good times indeed. Dr. Mo, I understand you have switched hospitals. You're at Los Alamitos now?
I'm moving on up to the east side, yeah. Oh, wow.
Check you out.
And you're not avoiding a lawsuit or anything like that? Get to a different part of town? You didn't change your name? Everything's cool?
No, I'm still at all the hospitals. I just added another one and a nicer office, a little closer to home. It's pretty cool.
Nice. Well, good for you. Well, we can't thank you enough for always making time to join us here on the Kevin Bean Show. 10 years, ladies and gentlemen. Dr. Yes. Mo, been our resource. Thanks so much,
privilege.
Man.
Thank you, guys.
Talk Who's hungry?
Well, those 6.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show at 6:52.
Going to talk about what's been going on, the crazy stuff that's been happening in the Miami Dolphins locker room coming up right after the top of the hour. It kind of gets us into the hazing topic. We're going to be looking for your stories of hazing and being hazed. Brad Williams, you seem like you'd be a likely candidate to be hazed. Did you have any trouble growing up?
His whole life.
Why? Because I can fit in a garbage can easily?
Right. I just wonder, a guy like you, you know, you go to a new school or something like that, and you maybe got to make your name a little bit, and people think you're easy to pick on because you're little. Did you run into any kind of situations where you were the hazee at all?
No. I mean, I went to Sunny Hills High School in lovely Fullerton, California, and I was not hazed. And I think it wasn't like because I was a good guy or anything like that. I think people were afraid that if they hazed a dwarf, it'd be considered a hate crime.
Oh, no kidding.
So they'd be like, oh, we can't haze Brad.
I thought when you went there, it was like going into prison. You got to fight somebody and really show that you're strong.
Well, I did shank two people first day.
All right.
So that had nothing to do with not being hazed.
Yeah, exactly. It's fine.
Well, we're gonna be taking your calls coming up right after the top of the hour. In the meantime, Brad Williams is here filling in for Ralph Garman for the Showbiz Beat for one more day. You can see Brad live on stage, by the way, and should at the Flappers Comedy Club in Burbank over Thanksgiving weekend on Friday and Saturday night. Two shows each night. Go to flapperscomedy.com. What's going on today?
Well, it is Tuesday, so that means new CDs and DVDs are out today. You guys just profiled in the last break. The new Marshall Mathers LP 2 by Eminem is out today. Go pick that up. The songs on that were really awesome.
Oh, they're fantastic.
They were great.
And there's maybe 3 or 4 extra songs on iTunes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, perfect. Well, good reason to go to iTunes and pick that one up. Also, Avril Lavigne, self-titled album is out today. And Tangy by rapper M.I.A. And also, there's a little comedy album by a comedian named Brad Williams out today.
You said little comedy album.
Yeah! It's only like a minute and a half long. No, really fast jokes. My album is out today. It's called Hi Ho. It's available on iTunes, Amazon, or you can go to my website, bradwilliamscomedy.com, and order it there, and I'll send you a signed copy.
There you
awesome.
Go.
That's what I do, so it's worth like 3 cents more.
Or less.
Or whatever. I desecrate it with my signature. It's now devalued. Sure. Why not? New DVDs out today. The Hobbit, An Unexpected Journey. That's out today. White House Down, starring Channing Tatum.
That's why I saw it.
Channing Tatum.
I know.
Channing Tatum. He's a whole lot of good stuff.
What's happening over there, Brad?
He's a whole lot of good stuff, that Channing Tatum. Woo! Grown Ups 2 is out today. And also Duck Dynasty. I Am Dreaming of a Redneck Christmas. That is out today.
That exists.
That's there. Yeah. Okay. Duck Dynasty. Mm. Redneck Christmas. Woo! Interesting article I found out. Let's get to the showbiz news. An interesting article on the website thoughtcatalog.com. They interviewed a lot of people that went to high school or grew up with celebrities, and they asked them what were they like back in high school.
Okay.
And there's, I think, 46 celebrities that were talked about. I pulled some of the highlights for you. Some of these are really great. Jack Nicholson, someone who went to school with Jack Nicholson, said that he was ridiculously smart. Just really smart, photographic memory. Said one day he walked into a Spanish class, didn't know there was a test that day. And, you know, pop quiz, whatever. And he asked to see a guy's study guide, looked at it for 30 seconds.
Oh, F that guy.
Aced the test. 100%.
Wow.
Think how easy acting is for him, because the memorizing part is done. Nothing.
Absolutely. You just look at the script, it's done.
And that's really interesting that you bring that up, Lisa, because remember the story we heard is the reason he doesn't act anymore is because he can't remember his lines.
Yeah.
Remember? He said he was having too much trouble, so that must be especially tough for a guy who's had a great memory for most of his life.
But maybe him having trouble is just like most of us normal.
Right.
It could be, but he just never learned how to actually memorize.
He never learned how to memorize. Like, yeah, before he could just look at the script and boom, now it's like, I got to spend like 2 hours memorizing this thing.
Not terrible.
Great impression.
Right?
Great impression.
Is that like incorporate that in the act?
Yeah. All right. It's right there with Shakira. Yes, I still do the arms. Moving on, Katherine Heigl. Someone said about Katherine Heigl, total bitch.
Oh, really?
What a surprise.
I know. Shocker. She has such a stellar reputation.
That does seem to be the word throughout certain people's lives. Like,
yeah. I mean, some people you hear things about and you want to give them the benefit of the doubt. Right. Like, okay, maybe they had a bad encounter. Maybe just one person rubbed them the wrong way.
Bad day,
but when you
whatever.
Just hear it so many times.
Yeah.
The person who went to high school with Katherine said that all the teachers hated her and that certain time, like she had just started her acting career, she would bring her manager to class with her, and the manager, during certain assignments, would be like, Catherine's not going to do that assignment. That's too hard, and that's too much time.
That's awesome.
I object.
No.
How embarrassing.
That's crazy.
But the weird part is she probably didn't think it was embarrassing. She's probably there like, yeah, I'm not going to do that assignment.
Bitch got no class.
Yeah.
I had a super crush on Katherine Heigl back in the Roswell days, I'll tell you that.
No, I understand.
Well,
that.
She's hot.
But then we found out.
But sure. Then we found out.
Sure. Absolutely. Keira Knightley had a boyfriend in high school, and they talked to him. He said, yeah, I was her boyfriend in high school. I was a huge soccer player, played soccer all the time. I was playing so much soccer that she gave me an ultimatum. It's me or the soccer. He chose the soccer. How's that working out for you, buddy?
He's not a soccer star?
Nope.
Nope. Aww,
absolutely not. He didn't go on to be on Real Madrid or any of the other teams that are in Kevin's DVR.
How dare you.
there's a guy who went to high school with Hugh Hefner, said that Hugh Hefner came to him and said, hey, I need a little bit of money to start this magazine that I want to call Stag. If you help me out and book roll or bankroll book roll, jeez, I'm drinking with Kevin. if you want to help me bankroll my magazine, I'll make you a partner in it. Stag later became Playboy, and this guy says he has regretted that decision because
he said no. Ah, wow.
He did not back Hefner. You imagine how his life would have changed.
Well, in general, if you're, what was he, high school? I mean, if you're in high school, you want to start a magazine, I'm like, good luck. I wouldn't give that guy money.
Yeah, you want money? No.
That's crazy.
But just imagine knowing that turned into Playboy, and he could have been a founder. Yeah. He would have been at all the parties.
All access to all women.
Exactly. Vanilla Ice came back to his high school and had a red convertible and top down, was blasting Ice Baby all over the high school.
Seriously.
Blasting his own song.
Yeah.
That's
hey, everybody, it's me.
In case you didn't know.
You might remember this song.
In case you didn't know.
What a dick.
And then I love this story. Steve Martin, back in his high school, he ran for school president. And this person who went to school with him said that instead of making normal campaign posters, he went out and bought the largest pairs of panties ever that you could ever find and hung them all over the school that said, vote for Steve.
Like, done.
That's memorable.
Done.
Hey, some guy's hanging panties up on the wall. Boom. You got my vote. And he did win that election, so there you go.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, if you want to check out the others, go to thoughtcatalog.com, and that's where you can find that article. Let's get to the celebrity birthdays, everyone. Actor Robert Patrick, he was the T-1000. He's 55 years old today. The devil herself is 58 years old. That's Kris Jenner.
Sure.
Mother of Kardashians.
Sure.
Singer Bryan Adams is 54 years old today. Kevin, your favorite actress, Tilda Swinton.
Oh, he's good.
He's a good actor. She is 53 years old today. Famke Janssen is 49. Sam Rockwell, 45. Ryan Adams is 39 years old
Both
today.
Both Brian and Ryan?
Same birthday.
What?
Same birthday. Ryan is 39 years old today, and Kevin Jonas of the Jonas Brothers, defunct Jonas Brothers, is 26 years old today. I'm Brad Williams, and I pitter-patter on the Showbiz Beat.
Let's talk about bullying, which is a very popular topic right now, and the Miami Dolphins.
Very popular thing to do, too, by the way.
The Miami Dolphins, Jonathan Martin, basically quit the team because of his teammate, Richie Incognito, which is supposedly really his name.
That's not his name.
That supposedly is.
Let's ask Kevin to be the photo screener, Chip, who is Dolphins fan number one. Dolphins strong, everybody, who joins us in studio right now.
Dolphins.
What's the deal with Richie Incognito? Is that really his name?
That's the name he's been going by. I don't know if it's his real name, but that's what he's been going by for years.
And he's just a dick, right?
Yeah, he's always been a problem player. He was a problem player with the Rams back in the day, and his career is almost over, and Miami took a chance on him in the last 4 years. And he's been on the field. He's been
He's kind
better.
Of tried to rehab his image.
He's now the second dirtiest player, you know. Ndamukong Suh took the crown, but... Yeah, he's always been a dick.
Well, he left some messages on Jonathan Martin's voicemail. And there's I mean, we couldn't say most of it.
Really? No, is this before or after?
April. April is when these voicemails came out.
This is April, yeah, of this year. And he said, "Hey, what's up, you half N piece of S? I saw you on Twitter. You've been training 10 weeks. I want to S in your effing mouth."
Whoa.
"I'm going to slap your effing mouth. I'm going to slap your real mother across the face." Laughter. "F you. You're still a rookie. I'll kill you." So that happened.
Good times.
This is part of the hazing charge against him. He has been released from the team, by the way. He's never going to play for the Dolphins again. Probably never going to play for the NFL again because of this. But this wasn't the only thing that he was doing to Jonathan Martin, right, Chip?
No. And there's been, like, it's one of those things where it's what's the NFL, like, usual hazing and what is bullying.
Right.
One of the problems that came up was rookies had to pay a $30,000 dinner tab for other linemen, like veteran players.
Wow.
Which is something that you kind of hear happens to every team. That's kind of a part of a ritual. But more stories have come out that the veterans have pretty much been using rookies like ATMs. Like, they made Jonathan Martin pay for a $15,000 Vegas trip that he wasn't even allowed to go on.
Oh, no.
That hurts.
Yeah.
And some of these rookies around the league, by the way, I mean, they man up because everybody else has survived it and has become part of the team. It's like, you know, it's like jumping into a gang or, you know, entering a fraternity. But some of these guys are just going broke, right? Because, like you said, they're being used like ATM. Yeah. All the other players are saying, "Hey, why don't you pay for this, rookie? Why don't you buy me that suit, rookie?"
And
or whatever
one,
it is. Right?
There's one player who has come forward that hasn't said his name, but there's one rookie who says he's almost gone broke from the Dolphins just using him as a piggy bank.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I have a feeling that just like, you know, they've cracked down so much on hazing in high school. Hazing in high school used to be a thing that everybody did.
Right.
I don't know that it exists much anymore at all. I think that the high schools have really closed down on it because, you know, people have been hurt and whatnot.
Yes.
And bullying has become such an issue. But I bet there are a lot of people out there who have stories of either the hazing that they did or the hazing that they survived. And that's what we're looking for at 1-800-520-1067. For the most part, most people that are doing the hazing are trying to embarrass you. They're not trying to hurt you, right?
Right.
I mean,
that's the goal of hazing. You put up with it, then you move on to an older year, and then you do it.
That's
kind of how it works on a football team in high school or whatever.
Fraternity. Right, because it's fun to see a guy, you know, streak or whatever it is you ask him to do. It doesn't hurt anybody. It's just supposed to be fun and kind of embarrassing. But sometimes it does get out of hand. By the way, we looked it up from Huskers.com. Your buddy Richie Incognito, Chip, played for Nebraska. Mm-hmm. He is the son of Richard and Donna Incognito.
Huh,
he also has a younger brother, Derek Incognito.
And I think back in college, he also was suspended for
yes,
behavior
that
as
is
well.
Correct.
Really?
Yes, he was having all trouble right. back in college as well. So, wow, what a crazy name for a guy who's anything but incognito. All right, so what happened to you? Let's hear your hazing experiences, good or bad. You were the victim or you were the hazer. 1-800-520-1067. Your call is coming up next right after this on the Kevin and Bean Sean K-Rock. Dear Kevin and Bean, Heather writes in, and as you know, all Heathers are hot, from Long Beach. "We had sororities in my high school in Long Beach. While we were pledging, we were not allowed to wear any makeup, and we had to part our hair down the middle. My pledge sister Laura and I also had to go to the most popular seniors and ask them to sign a centerfold in Playgirl magazine. That was our hazing." That's a little bit embarrassing to look your worst and then have to go ask embarrassing questions of the seniors when you're just a freshman, right?
But it seems like a good time.
Yes.
Talking about hazing here on the Kevin DeMean Show as a result of what's going on in the Dolphins locker room this season. We're taking your calls at 1-800-520-1067. Let's go to Frankie. He's on line three. U.S. Marines. Let's find out how they haze. What's that like?
Hey, Frankie.
Hey, Kevin and Bean. What's up, Lisa May?
Hello.
Tell us about the Marines.
Yeah, I was doing pull-ups one day, and I just couldn't do it enough like the other guys, so they handcuffed me to the pull-up bar. And so I can't get up.
For how long?
I was there for a good 5-10 minutes.
They handcuffed you to the bar.
How long were you handcuffed?
For 5 to 10 minutes.
Oh, that's nothing. I thought you were saying 5 to 10 hours. Now we're talking.
Nice. They haze me a lot, though. I mean, I guess I'm a hazeable person, so.
Some people do demand hazing. They really do.
All right, Frankie, thanks for your call. Thanks for your service. Let's go to Roger. He's up next. He's on line one on the Kevin DeMean Show.
Hi, Roger.
How's it going, party people? And good. First of all, fire beer mug, please.
All right. Indeed.
Okay, I was about 16. I think I had the best hazing of all. I was hanging out with my brother. And he had some older friends and all that, and I went to a party with them while the girls decided that they should haze me. My brother's all for it. So I walked into my bedroom thinking it was a normal day. While those six girls were in the room, they handcuffed me to my bed, stripped me naked, drew all over me, shave cream, marker, Sharpie marker, all over my body. And, yeah, it was a good time.
Sweet.
Wow.
Does it sound like a good time to me?
Well, I mean, he's saying that ironically, I imagine.
Well, the things that I can't say on the radio, I was told I can't say everything that they did.
That's fine.
I see. Okay, all right. So there were some other parts of the hazing that were a little better than being drawn on. Okay, very good.
Exactly.
Thank you. Thank you, Roger. Appreciate that. Let's try Tyler. And you, Kevin, more than anybody know how vicious the world of water polo can be.
Oh, my God, those guys. Hi, Tyler.
Hey, Kevin and Bean, Lisa May.
Hello.
Fire beer mug.
Right.
Please. Back in high school, I was on the water polo team, on the varsity team, and when I became a senior, me and all the guys, it's kind of like a little tradition, we call it sharking. We would let them know in the summertime before the season started, when practice started, that we were going to rip their Speedos off of them during practice and hang it on a fence. So we kind of let the drama build up in their heads.
So every day they came to practice, they would think maybe this is the day?
Yeah, they wouldn't know. The freshmen would have no idea, and we would all have it planned out. On this day, we're going to get this kid. So what we would do in the middle of practice, everybody would hold him down, rip his Speedo off. Hopefully it didn't rip, and then we would go hang it on the 12-foot fence that goes around the pool, and he would have to somehow figure out how to go get it down.
Love it.
And
did you?
So we would eventually get the. We ended up getting like the whole freshman squad within about a month or so.
See, that's good all time. Good fun right there.
Sure.
Good times.
They were terrified. Yeah. Good times.
All right. Thanks. I just wonder. By the way, I mean, you know, everybody's yucking it up, but I mean, these days it seems like you get a lot of trouble for doing something like that. If you're on an official water polo team for high school or college or something like that, that does sound like it would be considered bullying.
Look,
today, right?
Nobody is for bullying, but I'm not a big fan of bullying being used to describe everything that happens in the world, for God's sakes.
Yeah.
And I mean, what about that? Ripping somebody's Speedo off and making them climb a fence. That doesn't qualify for bullying in your opinion.
I do that when I drink. What's the difference?
Let's go to Mark. He's on line four. He's up next on the Kevin and Bean Show talking about hazing today.
Hi, Mark.
Hey, Kevin and Bean.
What happened to you? How'd you get hazed?
Well, when I was going into the varsity soccer team back in high school, they said that we needed to have something in our face to see how far our pledge would go, and to decide to draw penises on our cheeks and see how long to go without it. If you went all day without it, then you'd be good. And if not, you'd have to run in your underwear, in the cold, laps around the school.
How
seems worth
how
it
cold
to just leave
it
on.
In whatever part of Southern California you grew up in.
It was pretty good. I thought that I was in a good area, but, you know, I guess I was wrong.
Did you make it all day with the drawing on your face?
Well, some teachers just looked at me really weird. But
sure.
Other than that, it was pretty good.
I don't want to live in a country where a kid can't go to school with a penis drawn on his face. All right.
That's
thank
right.
you for the call. Let's try Sam. He's up next. He's on line six.
All right. Hi, Sam.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hey, real quick, just wanted to thank you. I've been listening to you guys since I was 14, and you made all my high school years amazing, so thank you for
that. Wow.
Oh, that's nice. Hey,
you're very kind.
That's too much
that.
Of a compliment, but thank you.
All right. Now, in regards to hazing, I attended a boys' camp, and we go there every summer, and there is a tier system. So it'd be counselors, specialists, and then the workers. Workers being the newest, and they started from campers.
Right.
So in order to haze them, what we would do is we would wait until like 1 or 2 in the morning. We're in the Sequoia National Forest. It's already like 40-degree temperatures. And we would wait until the middle of the night. We'd find one unsuspecting victim out of the workers, and it would be completely at random. Wrap them up like a giant burrito. They would have no idea what's going on, and then throw them in the creek, which is obviously like 30 degrees.
Oh.
Okay, that is over the line, I think.
I like it. I like it, too. I like it very much.
For the record, it did happen to me. So,
and you were fine, right?
Right, until the one kid who's not.
And everybody survived, right?
Everyone survived. Everything was great. Unfortunately, we did end it at the request of the higher-ups just because of all the hazing and everything else, the controversy that was going
right.
on. So we left it as is, but for the older generations, it's something to remember.
If you can't nearly drown a kid on a camping trip, then what the hell is going on in the world?
What good is camping? Say good morning to comedian Ray Romano. Hey, Ray.
Hello, men and women.
Ray, Kevin was just telling me.
Is the woman there?
The woman is here, yes.
And she likes to be referred to as the woman.
I am having such a good time right now.
Ring the ding-ding bell.
Yeah, there it is. There it is. Don't call it the ding-ding bell. That's mocking it.
No, I'm not mocking
it. It's a very important, very important bell.
I don't have a way with words.
Yeah, that's what you're not known for. Yeah. Hey, Ray, we want to talk about your upcoming your gig on Saturday night and then in Las Vegas later in the month. But first, Kevin was just telling me right as the song was running out that you are a Jets fan. So are you just going berserk after last weekend?
I'm going berserk every other week. Every other week, they play well. And then the following week, they play very bad. They lost 49-9 the week before. And then last week, they won. They beat the Saints.
How do you explain something like that? Like, how can a team be that inconsistent, do you think?
That's football, man. But look at last night. Look what happened last night, right?
Yep.
He got injured, Aaron Rodgers. But the Bears won. Seattle almost lost. That's just crazy football. You know, whoever I bet on usually goes that way.
Yeah,
goes that way.
Would you mind emailing us your bets so that we can go the other way?
I could do that.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Maybe I could do that. Tell who I'm betting on.
Right.
And go the other way.
Exactly.
You
take the opposite.
Now, when people run into you on the street, Ray, do they just assume that you're you're retired? I mean, obviously, those of us that watch Parenthood, we know that you're out there every week on our TV, and we love it. But do you run into a lot of fans who, because you're not on your own show, people think, oh, Ray Romano, he retired from show business?
Yes. That makes me feel very old. Yes. When they mentioned retirement, and all, they were mentioning that like 8 years ago when I was in my 40s. Now I'm in my 50s.
Ray's favorite compliment is my mom or my dad loves you, or my grandma or grandma loves you.
I remember I was in a movie theater in Malibu with my kids, and Adam Sandler was next to me. And this is a couple years ago, about 6-7 years ago. And we left the movie theater, and there was a bunch of teenagers at this other theater, and they all warm Sandler, you know, and it was a little humbling for me because they were paying me no mind at all,
right.
You know, and that's okay, that's cool, but they were just all over him, and me and my kids were walking away, and then one of the teenagers came over, Ray, and he had his phone, he goes, could you talk to my grandma on the phone? Yeah, I tell you, now that I'm, the older I get, the more, you know, it's hard to have friends. You know, when you get a certain age, it's hard to make new friends. But now I will make time to make friends if you're a doctor.
If you're a doctor, right, sure. That's true.
Yeah, any doctor guy, like if I'm at a party and a guy's I'll cozy up to, like, if it's an orthopedic guy, I'm taking him camping. I'm going to invite him camping right there.
Sure, sure.
I've never heard anybody that thinks everything on their body must be cancerous and is going to kill them. And you just go, that's your fingernail. I know, but does it look cancerous?
You mean more than me?
Yeah, more than you, right, yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Here's what I'm noticing. Right. The older you get, depending on what age you are, is the friend you gravitate towards. Like, when I like when you were in your teens, it was the kid with the car, right? He was the kid. He was very popular. You wanted to be friends with that kid,
right? Sure.
And then it was 20 in your 20s. It was like the kid who had connections, who could get tickets. It was like you, Kevin. If it would be you, Kevin, you know, tickets to concerts, the kid whose brother worked in a strip club, whatever it was. Yeah. And then in the 30s and 40s, it was lawyers. You got to lawyer up in your 30s and 40s.
Can't.
But in 50s and 60s, you can't have enough doctor friends. And then the weird thing is, in your 80s, it's back to the kid with the car.
That's right. Now, you're not giving away the act here, are you, Ray? Is this something you do
this
on stage?
Right off the top of my head right now.
Oh, see? Look at that. Ray Romano, by the way, who still is one of the world's most popular stand-up acts, is going to be appearing in Las Vegas Friday and Saturday night, the 22nd and 23rd, at the Mirage in Las Vegas. I know you frequently go to Las Vegas, but you also are going to be playing in town this weekend, Saturday night at the beautiful Wilshire E. Bell Theater and Club. This is a benefit that you always do. It's a 7th annual comedy celebration benefit. Fitting the International Myeloma Foundation. Now, that is a kind of cancer, right, Ray?
It is. It's a cancer of the bone marrow. It's what Peter Boyle died from. It's an honor of Peter Boyle. We've been doing it for 7 years now.
And that's the
and
actor,
that's your TV
course,
dad.
That, yeah, played his TV
yes,
dad.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes. And we got a cool lineup of comedians, and David Crosby is performing.
Oh, how about that? Kevin, you would hate that, right? David Crosby does old people music.
Well, everybody needs to step out and get some food at some point.
Why would you say that?
I love him, Ray. Is what
Kevin
I meant.
Hates all old people music, Ray. I don't know. I know you spend time together, but he hates any song that's more than 6 months old. He thinks sucks.
Well, that's why I torture him when he's in my car. I put my iPod on, and it's nothing but Air Supply and Chicago.
Ray's musical taste is the exact opposite of mine.
Great lineup. You mentioned a bunch of comedians. Dion Cole is going to be playing. Andy Kindler, Jackie Hoffman, Larry Miller, Bruce Falange. A lot of great stuff going on. Now, there are various price points on the tickets. From the cheap to the very expensive. And the VIP admission, by the way, you get the pre-show cocktail party, silent auction, post-show VIP reception. You get to hobnob with the stars if you pay up, right?
If you're a doctor, I'm coming over. I'm hanging out with you.
That's right. That's right. You can get all the details for the show this weekend to see Ray Romano at comedy.myeloma.org. And if you can't spell that or have trouble finding it, please just call Chip here at K-Rock and we will hook you up with that. And Ray, I see a big plot point. It looks like Thursday night on Parenthood. Looks like...
Watching it?
Oh, my God. I love that show so much, and you're so great on it, Ray.
Oh, cool.
You're
so great. Thank you. I'm having fun playing that guy. He's a little off, you know?
I don't like that show much.
You don't watch it.
I'm just kidding.
I don't know why I'm friends with Kevin. He doesn't like my music. He doesn't watch anything I'm on.
I know. You and I should be hanging out, Ray.
Yeah, but he's like my wife, almost. My wife watches nothing I'm on. She hates everything I do.
And she doesn't put out.
And, yeah, we don't have sex.
Well, it looks like Hank is finally going to wise up and go knock it on Sarah's door and try to get that thing going up again, which I hope happens because I think you two are adorable together. And please don't quote me as saying that, Ray.
Well, thank you. But actually, watch, it's not what it looks like in the promo, but it's even better. I kind of like the story, where the storyline's going for this guy.
All right.
Cool.
Fantastic.
You know, he's mentoring the kid that has Asperger's.
Yeah. That's my life.
Yeah, and well, you're going to like this, actually, Bean, because this guy, you know, he's not far off the spectrum himself, you know?
No, he's not. No, he's a little rough around the edges, that's for sure.
Yeah, so that's cool. They're going to explore that a little more, so that'd be good.
Parenthood airs Thursday nights on NBC. You can see Ray Romano in Las Vegas at the Mirage on the 22nd and 23rd. And again, this Saturday night at the Wilshire E. Bell, if you want to check it out, the International Myeloma Foundation's 7th Annual Comedy Celebration. Ray Romano, raising money for a great, great cause. Go to comedy.myeloma.org. Thanks for the time, Ray. We always enjoy it, sir.
Thank you, guys. Bye, woman.
Hello.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show at 7:55.
Damon Wayans Jr. next hour joining us on the Kevin Bean Show. By the way, his character on Happy Endings, Brad Williams, do you know what his character's name was on Happy Endings?
What was his character's name?
Brad Williams.
Really?
How about that? Yep, sure was.
How did I not know that?
He is going to be returning to The New Girl, the show that he was on the pilot of, starting tonight.
I'm usually up to date in all my Brad Williams news.
Well, you would think. If somebody's using your name, you would think you'd get some kind of a notice.
Yeah, some kind of notice. Like, I know about the memory guy. There's a guy named Brad Williams who he's been on Jimmy Kimmel a bunch of times. He remembers every day of his life.
Oh, right. And you can just say
in detail.
You can say a date and a time, and he'll tell you what he was doing.
Yeah, and, there, and there's some cricket player in Australia, and then there's me. I'm obviously doing the best. But then, yeah, but then they got his name was Brad Williams on the show. I did not know.
And
that
now we know. But the real Brad Williams is in studio with us now at the Kevin Bean Show, filling in for Ralph Garman on the Showbiz Beat. Ralph, we'll be back tomorrow, kids. Brad is here. He's working, and he's also going to be at Flappers Comedy Club in Burbank over Thanksgiving weekend. If you want to go, get flapperscomedy.com for tickets, just available right now for only $20. And also your brand new comedy CD is available today in stores or available for download on iTunes. It's called Hi Ho, recorded at the Ice House in Pasadena. So good day for you to be here, Brett.
Oh, thank you for having me, and happy to be here. And when I say great sequels, you think Empire Strikes Back. You think
Godfather 2.
Right. Sequels that arguably maybe even better than the original.
Dumb and Dumber 2.
Absolutely.
Wait.
This goes right along with that. The long-awaited second song, the sequel to Chinese Food, is out.
Oh,
everyone.
No.
Alison Gold, she released
already
another song, and this title may be the most innovative song title of all time.
If you're not aware who we're talking of about, yes, this is the girl that sang this song.
And that song has everything because, A, the lyrics are so stupid. It's a terrible song. But, B, her voice is so produced that you almost can't tell whether it's human or not.
How no one has thrown a ninja star between her eyes, I have no idea.
How is it that she's got a follow-up to that?
And here is the name of the song. I'm not making this up. A, B, C, D, E, F, G.
That's the title.
That's the title of the song.
It's not lyrics, but
not the lyrics.
Title.
The title of the song is A, B, C, D. Don't we already have an alphabet song?
Wow.
No.
Isn't that something we all learned when we were two? Right? We learned to speak. Kevin, you're still struggling with it, but
how
you'll get it down.
How dare you, sir?
Look, eventually. This is a song title.
No.
I believe we have a clip of this masterpiece, if you can play that for us.
A, B, C, D.
That's the alphabet!
They have to be joking.
That's the lyrics to the alphabet!
Do you think that they hear the outrage at Chinese Food and go, we're going to go dumber? I mean, really, we're going to take it down even further?
Is her third song just going to be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6? Is that like, that sounds stupid. That sounds like no one would ever do that. But after hearing the song, whose literal lyrics are A, B, C, D, E, F, G.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G.
No. What's happening? What is happening to our entertainment?
Bad things.
What does that do? Did that blow your mind? That just happened.
This is the best and worst time for entertainment at the same time.
Yeah.
Everything is accessible, so you can find just brilliance out there, but then you have that.
Is there a video
for
it?
It's hot. It's tight. It's a hit, man, and I like it. I'm going to go get it. That's a keeper right there.
There is a music video for it.
Oh, dear God.
Which you can look up, and the guy that's in every video is in it again.
He's the guy that writes the song.
He's playing sort of something like a creepy Mr. Rogers, and the video may be actually worse than the song.
How's that possible?
He's there's puppets in there. I don't know. You just have to watch it. It's there's something that looks like he's roofing kids.
Oh, no.
And I tried to find a way to say that, but I couldn't find a nice way. You can't say a nice way of roofing kids.
Yeah.
And it just looks like he gives kids a drink and then they drink it and they're like, they sort of pass out and then they change into something. Like, it's just, it's everything that's wrong.
So you love it?
Oh, yeah, obviously.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. talking about bad entertainment, Bean, you are going to love this story.
All right.
Which means the rest of us sane people will hate it. LMNO Productions that brought us
A, B, C, D, E, F, G.
No, unfortunately.
I would hope so.
They brought us the TV shows I Get That a Lot and The Little Couple. Yeah, Dwarf Show. They just bought the rights to remake shows from NRK's Slow TV. Now, if you don't recognize that.
Oh, my God.
That is the Norwegian channel that broadcasts Minutia.
How dare you?
This is, Bean, you know it. You're just being funny. This is
the channel where they broadcast a 7-hour train ride. Not the drama that was going on inside the train. Maybe like something like a Steven Seagal movie. No. Just the train going down the track. That's what they broadcast.
7 hours.
A 5-day live cruise of just a boat floating on water. 18 hours of live salmon fishing.
I'm bored.
12 hours of wood burning and a live knitting show.
No, they just did the knitting show.
Yeah.
That's the most exciting
knitting
of
show,
everything.
The knitting show was awesome because they spent 4 hours talking about knitting, and then they brought out a live sheep, no kidding, and then they sheared the sheep, and then they divvied up the sheep, and then the people on the show spun and then started knitting a sweater, and the goal was who was going to knit a large men's sweater by the end of the broadcast. I think the whole show was like 12 hours long.
Oh, God, I'm so bored.
I stopped listening after you said it was awesome, Brad.
Yeah.
Everything after that was like, nope.
That's just stupidity.
So when are these shows coming to American TV?
Don't know when, no dates yet, but LMNO Productions said they are developing them for U.S. television.
Can't wait.
What development is there?
I want to host.
Oh, my God.
I want Bean to host as well.
You know, there are many times where I'm like, it's sad that you're up in Seattle, Bean, but times like these are good. You're there for your own safety, because I would punch your ankles so hard.
You
right
would
now.
Hit him right in the ankle. That's true.
I would hit you.
That's just not good.
Let's get to celebrity birthdays, everybody. I can't even think anymore. We have A, B, C, D, E, E, F, G.
You do
and
have that song.
Live
A, B, C, D, E, F, G.
For the love of God! I'd rather watch a Tyler Perry film. All right. Satan is 58 years old today. And by Satan, of course, I mean Kris Jenner.
Of course.
Mother of Kim Kardashian. Porn star Kim Kardashian, actor Robert Patrick is 55, singer Bryan Adams is 54, and singer Ryan Adams is 39. Different people. Tilda Swinton is 53, Famke Janssen is 49, Sam Rockwell is 45. I'm Brad Williams, and I pitter patter on the showbiz.
Well, you ready to talk to a really smart guy? He picked up his first teaching credential at Cal State Dominguez, a master's degree in school administration from Pepperdine, and now he is a local middle school teacher who does not want his school identified. Let's find out why. Could it be perhaps because he wrote a book called They Asked You What? Parenting Your Child Through Today's Middle School Sex Ed. Let's welcome Dave Beck to the Kevin Bean Show. Hi, Dave. How are you?
Hi, guys. Hi, Lisa May.
Hello, Dave.
You know, it's so funny. Just knowing you're a teacher, I have the urge to call you Mr. Beck. Isn't that funny? You just never forget about that. Yeah. So how old are the kids that you're trying to teach about the birds and bees, Dave?
Okay, well, most of the questions in the book come from eighth graders, which is typically 13 and 14 years old. By the end of the year when we actually do the class, they're virtually all 14. Some of them are from sixth graders, which can be as young as 10 or 11.
Nope. So you're talking about that delicate age where you're coming to grips with what sexuality is. You're starting to notice how things feel on your body. You're starting to notice members of the opposite sex, and you have tons and tons of questions. Are most kids getting those answers from their parents, or are most kids these days learning them from school from guys like you?
There's a huge range. I mean, you know, I've had kids that have been raised by grandparents who can't even begin to think about talking about this, and they know absolutely nothing.
Right.
I mean, not the most basic words. And you've got others who, you know, sat down with their parents with their three-year-olds when they were three-year-olds with all their Where Babies Come From books, and, you know, they've been authoritatively explaining it to all their friends ever since. You know,
I got to tell you, it seems to me like it would make a big difference if you had older brothers or even
definitely.
Sisters.
Right. Right.
Yeah, and that's also where they get some of their exposure to porn.
Right. Now, tell everybody about the box that you do and how people can put the questions in.
Okay, well, the typical thing, you assume, and it's usually true, that they have questions they want to ask that they're not willing to raise their hand and ask. And so you have this little box out there, and everybody does it different, but it's usually a shoe box. You put a slot in it, and I called my the TMI box. And
I'm getting kind of turned on by all this talk about the box and the slot and everything. Just be very, wow. very careful how you describe all this, Dave.
Yeah, that's true.
Wow.
Their brains go that way.
yes,
but anyway,
they do.
There's a little slip there, and there's a reproduction of it in the introduction of the book. And we have a stack of those there, and, you know, they can fill those out with any question they want to ask that they don't feel like raising their hand their ass. And so, you know, there's a lot of that. A lot of the questions are legitimate, and a lot of them are guys trying to see what they can get away with.
Sure.
And you can even flip those around. The most lame question, you can still make it a teachable moment. It says, okay, yeah, you asked this question, but this is what's really going on.
Well, I'm really impressed with the way you handle, you know, the wide range of questions in the book. I mean, it really is a great primer for people who are looking for basic sex ed or, you know, questions that I can't even believe some of the stuff that the kids the age you're describing are stuff that they even know about. Is that as a result of the internet? I mean, is the internet made just a flood of information coming into kids that are 10 years old?
It's internet, it's culture, it's TV, it's everything. And this is kind of one of the points I want to make in the book is kids nowadays are growing up in a world where sexuality is part of their culture. It's not something that some day is hanging out there. It's everyday part of their ground reality. Doesn't mean they're all doing it by any means.
Right.
But they're immersed in it.
What?
And it's more part of their life at this age than I think it has been for any generation.
What is the response to some of the parents of your kids? Are some of them mad that you're doing it?
Well, it's, you know, we have a preview every year where we show the videos and send out a note to all the parents, hey, if you want to see what we're teaching your kids in sex ed, you know, come in and check this out. And
the parents are like, I didn't know you could do that.
Well, yeah, I mean, the sixth grade group usually is 20 or 30 parents. Seventh grade group is maybe 5 or 10 at the most, and by eighth grade, they've kind of given up. And you rarely get more than one or two parents coming in to check that out. And I haven't gotten really any negative blowback in years.
So nobody ever opts out with their kid?
Very rarely. I mean, over the 16, 18 years I've been doing this, I've had maybe 3 kids the whole time where the parents said, nope, my kid's not doing that.
Wow, that's impressive.
This is the voice of Dave Beck here on the Kevin Amin Show. He's a local middle school teacher. He teaches sex eds to kids, and he's written a book called They Asked You What, which is available at Amazon.com. You can buy the book version, or you can get it for Kindle. You must walk a fine line sometimes, Dave, when kids have questions, and they're really looking to you as an adult figure, maybe even for permission. How do you handle that when they ask you things like, should I masturbate? Or should I have sex at this age?
Well, I mean, I made a decision, and we kind of generally have made a decision a long time ago, that we would answer all questions as honestly as possible. Now, things like, should I masturbate? And what we tell them is this, is look, this is a what it is class, not a how to do it class. and
so if you can figure it out on your own, go for it.
Pretty much, yeah. we say, look at from a scientific standpoint, masturbation is the most natural thing in the world. However, we know that many families and religions have real issues with that, and you've got to look at that from your standpoint. I'm giving you the science. The science says it's about the most natural, common thing in the world for boys and girls.
Has any kid asked you about the angry dragon? Or the Arabian goggles, either one.
You get some of that. You get some of that.
I saw the Dirty Sanchez is in the book, Kevin.
Yep.
No kidding.
Yes.
Really?
Look, but Dave handles it by not describing it. He's just, I mean, I don't want to. Yeah. I can't say
there
much.
There are some things I won't go into, but on the other hand, there's some things that I answer now that I didn't used to. Things like the Superman and stuff like that. Just to say, look at. There's a certain proportion of guys out there for whom sex is about domination and humiliation. And when your parents freak out about you going to parties, girls, this is kind of why.
Right. Dave, we're almost out of time here. This is such a fascinating topic and such a well-written book. I congratulate you on that. How do you handle the hot button issue of the day, which is birth control? What do you do with that topic? Because there are a lot of people who think teach a kid about birth control and that's giving them a free pass for sex.
Yeah. And again, I address that in the book. It says, look at real world sex ed has been shown around the world to reduce the amount of unwanted, you know, of teen pregnancies, of sexually transmitted disease and stuff like that. So we lay out what birth control is. And again, we preface it with a thing. It People have their own religious and personal and family views on these things. This is the science. This is what is available to you. Condoms work, but they're not as good as the pill, and nothing is foolproof. And again, at this age, they all think that in our modern world, there's some perfect pill, some perfect medicine. If I catch something, it'll go away.
Right.
And you, one of the biggest things I try to do is to disabuse them of the idea that there's anything, it's a sure thing when you're talking about sex and sexuality.
Right.
And
Last question for you, Dave, from me, and that is, what's the myth that persists generation to generation? Like, I remember coming up and hearing that, you know, you drink Mountain Dew and that lowers your sperm count. I remember hearing you can't get pregnant in the hot tub. There were always things like that that were passed around that people thought were true. Are there still things like that today that you can't believe are still believed?
It kind of goes in cycles, and almost all of those come up. I still get questions, if the girl's on top during sex, she can't get pregnant, right?
Or yeah. Your first time you can't get pregnant.
Yeah, or the first time you can't get pregnant, yeah. and stuff like that. So, or if you haven't had your period, you can't get pregnant. Yeah. And all of those things are still out there.
Has anyone ever asked you about the Bronco?
They have.
That's a good one. I think you need a separate book just for Kevin's questions, Dave.
You get questions about the donkey shows in Tijuana.
Oh, my gosh.
See, a seventh grader shouldn't know about the donkey show. Come on.
Amazon.com
is where you go. Speaking of the internet, go to Amazon.com, buy a copy of the book in print or for the Kindle. It is excellent reading, particularly if you have a kid of this age. You might want to read it and just be prepared.
Do you have kids about this age?
I do. They asked you what? Parenting your child through today's middle school sex ed. We have been talking to local middle school teacher and author Dave Beck. Dave, we enjoyed it, man. Thanks for the time.
Thanks, Dave.
Thanks very much, guys.
You bet. Bye now. All right, let's give away some tickets for the Hunger Games.
Yeah.
Yes, we are looking for crazy Hunger Games Catching Fire fans. As you know, the movie comes out everywhere on November the 22nd. You get to see it several days early on the 18th at AMC Burbank 16. If that's you and you're ready to play a game, you can call us right now, 1-800-520-1067. That's next here on K-Rock. A pair of tickets to the K-Rock Advanced screening of The Hunger Games Catching Fire. Much anticipated. It comes out the 22nd. You see it on the 18th. It's time to play Lick Lisa.
Can you lick Lisa? I think you'll find it's hard. But if you do lick Lisa, something hot's waiting for you.
Lick, lick Lisa, 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 lick, lick Lisa. But keep clear of her vagina.
Aww.
Those have always been the rules.
That's taking Brad Williams out of his comfort zone.
Come on!
I mean, I don't even know how he's supposed to.
I can't reach anything else.
This is going to be interesting.
It's like kneecap and vagina. That's all I got. Listen, I'm just going to stick my tongue out and go straight ahead, and whatever it comes in contact with, there whatever.
Go. There you go. I like it. All right, so Brad is the guest licker today. It's been a while since we played this game, Kevin, but if I remember correctly, I ask a question, the answer of which is a number, right? We go to Lisa first. She gives us the answer. Then the caller just says whether he believes that Lisa's answer is right on, higher or lower, and if that person is right, they win the tickets to go see the Hunger Games, right?
Yep. Let's talk to Angela. Hi there.
Hi.
Hi, Angela.
All right, Angela, listen up. You're a contestant number one for Lick Lisa. Academy Award winner Jennifer Lawrence returns to star in Catching Fire, reprising the character of Katniss Everdeen, returning home to District 12 after winning the 74th annual Hunger Games. No word on whether Katniss has a cat to go home to, but millions of others do. According to a recent National Council on Pet Population Study and Policy, how many cats are pets in the United States?
Oh, my God.
That's
how
easy.
How many cats?
I could do that.
40 million.
40 million. All right, Angela, is that answer too high, too low, or exactly right?
Too low.
It's too low. You are correct. It is almost, it's more than double that. 95.6 million cats.
Wow.
Yay! United States.
Okay.
Congratulations. You're going to see Catching Fire. Brad, you get to lick Lisa.
Yeah!
There you go.
All I saw is Brad's head going into her lap. I don't know what was going on.
My wrist is very turned on right now.
All right, let's say good morning to Justin. Hi there.
Hello.
Hi, Justin.
Hi.
Justin, Woody Harrelson is also returning as Haymitch Abernathy, himself a previous Hunger Games winner. We don't know if the actor was named after other famous Woodies like Woody Guthrie, the singer, or the director Woody Allen, but do you know, Lisa, how tall is the official Disney Toy Story Sheriff Woody action figure?
10 inches.
Yeah. Justin. Is the real answer higher, lower, or is that right?
Lower.
The answer's lower.
I'm sorry, no. The real answer is 16 inches. Come That's on! How big Sheriff Woody is. I'm sorry. You don't get to go see Catching Fire.
Yeah, you all mocked. You laughed at me.
How dare you. Alyssa, hi.
Hello.
Hi, Alyssa.
Welcome to Lick Lisa. Here's your question.
Hunger Games Catching Fire will be released later this month on November 22nd, which happens to be the 50th anniversary of the assassination of President John F. Kennedy in Dallas, Texas. According to Forbes magazine this year, Dallas is home to the NFL's most valuable franchise and fifth most valuable sports franchise in the world. Lisa, how much are the Dallas Cowboys estimated to be worth?
$450
million. $450
million.
Alyssa, is the real answer higher, lower, or is that right?
You're
saying she's right on.
$450 million exactly is what you're saying. You're not going with higher or lower.
I'd say a little bit higher.
A little bit higher.
A little bit, like $2.1 billion.
Whoa. There you go.
Higher indeed. Team, right? A sports team.
That's what
just
it's worth.
Stupid. All right.
You're going to catch
a
fire.
Man.
Let's do a little licking.
Going down here.
No.
Hey, now. That's what I'm talking about.
I wish I'd shaved.
All right. let's go to Gus.
Don't lick the leg. Don't lick the leg.
Hi, Gus.
Gus, the Catching Fire soundtrack has attracted an all-star lineup of talent, including several popular K-Rock musical acts like Imagine Dragons, The Lumineers, Lord, and the first single from the album by Coldplay called Atlas. Atlas, of course, is the figure in Greek mythology who holds the world up on his shoulders. Your question, Lisa. No, not how much does the Earth weigh.
That's
how much
what
does
I thought it would be.
How much does Coldplay singer's wife Gwyneth Paltrow weigh?
Oh.
Chris Martin's wife Gwyneth Paltrow weighs how much?
Well,
that's your question.
She's about 5'6", but she's really thin. So I'm going to say 115 pounds.
115 pounds. Is that exactly right, Gus? Or is the real answer higher or lower?
She had a baby recently, I think. Let's go a little higher.
A little higher.
A little higher, and she is 5'9 and a half, Lisa. She weighs 121 pounds. So congratulations,
Fat.
Sir.
Nicely done.
You are going to Catching Fire, and I believe a little licking is going to be happening.
Let's make this happen. Get on down here.
Oh, he's pulling her down to his height. Oh, nice.
I am very covered up.
Sweet.
I have a blazer. A
she did bring all kinds of blankets.
She put all layers when I walked
my
in.
My whole wardrobe.
Yeah. How dare you.
All right, let's go to Bree. Hi.
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 Welcome. All right, Bree, listen up. Playing for Catching Fire tickets to see the Hunger Games movie. Fans went berserk at Comic-Con this summer when a trailer for Catching Fire was debuted for the fans there at the panel for the franchise. San Diego is home for the Comic-Con and also where the legendary TV anchorman Ron Burgundy is on the air, who once correctly explained that San Diego is Spanish for the whale's vagina. Lisa, your question. How long is the average blue whale's vagina?
Wow.
I will say 20 feet.
20 feet.
It's a lot of
data. Is that accurate? Is the real answer higher or lower?
I'm going to say lower.
Yes, 7 feet is what we were looking for. 7 feet. But congratulations. You're going to see the movie, and
yes!
We got time for another licking here.
Another
That's
licking.
Is that it? That's a big vagina.
Oh, he's going down to the club.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, let's do one more.
Got a little hip action.
Make it a count. All right, let's go to Tim. Hi.
Woo-hoo. Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
All right, last contestant. Speaking of the Hunger Games, Lisa, how many times per hour during the Kevin and Bean Show each morning does Beer Mug make some reference to food, whether it's something he once ate, something he is eating now, or something he hopes to eat in the future?
Okay. So I would say 12
times
an hour.
Per hour. 12 times an hour, so once every 5 minutes.
All right, is that right, or is the real answer higher or lower, Tim?
It's definitely going to be higher. Beer Mug's a fat guy. He needs to eat all the time.
It's absolutely higher. I don't know what the number is, but it's got to be more than every 5 minutes. Congratulations. You're into the movie.
The answer is infinity, Bean.
Let's lick one more time.
Hey, Brad, how does Lisa's hair smell?
Delightful.
Thanks for playing the game.
Like strawberries.
Lick Lisa, but keep clear of her vagina.
Speaking of train wreck, it's the Kevin and Bean Show at 8:41.
Very excited about The New Girl tonight, as we are every Tuesday night on Fox at 9 o'clock. So when last we left the gang last week, if I remember correctly, didn't Schmidt throw a big tantrum and he moved out? Right? He's moving
if
on. He
only
moved
we
across
had
the hall,
somebody
right?
on the show that could tell us.
Yeah.
But
yes,
my point
he
is,
he moved across the hall, yes.
Who's coming in maybe to live in that other room, that new spare room that just opened up, is the guy who used to live in the apartment, played by actor Damon Wayans, who joins us on the Kevin and Bean Show right now. He'll be back as coach tonight on The New Girl. Hi, yeah, Damon. Woo! Welcome back, sir.
What's up, guys?
It's good to have you. So do I have that right? Is that how they bring you in, is because they've got that room to fill since Schmidt moved out, right?
I don't know about the room thing, but I know that apparently my character, Coach, he's one of those guys, when he gets in a relationship, he kind of just, like, leaves everything and everybody and just gets sucked into that relationship. So
right.
He got in a relationship with a girl, and then now they broke up, and so he's back. And so he's, like, ready to hang. I don't know about him staying there, but I know that that's why he's returned. It's because he broke up with and he's free. Apparently.
Now, a lot of people don't know the story, but I mean, you were part of the original cast of New Girl, and you thought when the pilot got picked up that was going to be your deal, right? Like that was your job.
Yeah. I mean, I had the pilot, and then I had shot a show before that, and we didn't have a release date for the show, so they were like, if that show doesn't get picked up, then you're going to be on New Girl, and I was like, oh, cool. And then that show got picked up, so I had to vacate the premises.
and that must have been tough because, I mean, you know, we've had everybody from New Girl on this, you know, over the past couple of seasons, and they all made it sound like they knew from the beginning that the chemistry was there and everybody got along great and it was something real special. So that must have been tough for you to leave.
It definitely was. It was, I'm really good friends with all of them. I went to school with Zoe. I went to high school with Zoe.
Oh, wow.
Kind of hard to leave, but I stayed friends with all of them. I did a movie with Jake this past summer, Jake Johnson,
right.
Who plays Nick. And so we, you know, as soon as I came back, it was like we picked up where we left off.
Now, how many episodes are you going to be on?
So far, I'm going to be on like 5 or 6.
All right.
Oh, wow. That's quite a run. I'm not going to let you skip past you went to high school with Zoe. What was she like then?
She was literally like a realer version of Jess. She used to walk around in like a unitard, and like sometimes with like, she was just like a, you know, like a drama freak, and she did like the dance, and she was just super talented young, and like kind of like tuned everybody out, but everybody loved her. It was just, she was like her character.
Well, I'll tell you, especially in high school, that's not the norm. The norm is you don't stand out at all because right. You don't want to get picked on. You don't walk around showing everybody that you're a little nutty in the best way possible.
Yeah, but the school that I went to Crossroads, that school is just weird on its own.
Okay.
Like, that school, like you could talk to your teacher, you could call your teachers by their first name. And that school.
Oh,
what? That is weird.
Did you have to wear clothes?
It was optional. You could call them by their first name if they hated it. You could swear if you were like really frustrated in the class. And I would abuse that. I would just
Now, Damon, you, of course, grew up in a showbiz family, and you've been acting for, you know, 20 years or something like that. But based on the fact that you and Zoe both came out of the same school, was it a showbiz school? Is that where, like, a lot of actors went? I mean, is that the history of that place?
It was like a lot of famous people's kids that went there. My dad, I went there. Zoe's dad, who else? Jonah Hill went there. Baron Davis. It was just like a whole bunch of like famous kids, you know.
Is everybody in your family, all your brothers and sisters, are you all in show business, Damon?
No, there's a lot of them that are just chilling. They're like,
a lot? How many do you have?
Dude, the condom to Wayne's ratio is like, it's just, people just reproduce in our family. There's like a solid like 50.
50, okay.
Right. I can't, like how many people get together at, like, when you get together with your dad and your, you know, you're with Keenan and Sean and Marlon and all those guys, and then all their
Tito.
Kids, like, what's, no, there's no Tito.
Oh.
What's Thanksgiving like at the Wayans family? How many people are we talking?
Oh, man. I'm talking, that's California, because we have some on the East Coast, too. California, there's like 30
wow.
something.
Only 30. Okay.
And you have to get there early or else you're going to starve on Thanksgiving.
They're making like four turkeys for Thanksgiving dinner.
I think that's why a bunch of the Wayans go into showbiz, because they don't want to sit at home with 30 other people fighting over food.
Right.
Absolutely.
I think you're right. All right, it's the return of Coach tonight on New Girl. I'm very excited to hear you say that it's not just popping by to say hi, that it's a plot line that's going to play out over the course of the next month or so. That's awesome, Dan. We're very excited to see you back on the program. It's going to be tonight at 9 o'clock on the Fox Network. Glad we got a chance to catch up with you, sir.
Appreciate you guys.
You bet. Thank you.
6.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and you are listening to the Kevin DeBean Show at 8:57.
Two different ways you might want to go about getting Brad Williams' new comedy album available today called Hi Ho, recorded at the Ice House in Pasadena. You can go on to iTunes.com, for instance, or get it from Amazon.com if you want to buy it that way, the conventional way. Or, Brad, what happens if people want to buy it from your website, BradWilliamsComedy.com?
Brad will deliver it to them in person.
Absolutely. Wearing the dwarf and Snow White outfits. Both. Kind of like a two-face thing. I'll do like a half and half.
I like it.
But I will sign a copy, and I will send it to you. I will mail it to you myself. So, you could do that as well.
It looked like you stole a midget pants.
They are my pants.
Oh, right.
You can go to BradWilliamsComedy.com for more information on the new album. And don't miss Brad on stage at the Flappers Comedy Club in Burbank. Tickets available now through FlappersComedy.com for Thanksgiving weekend. What's going on in the showbiz beat, man?
Well, first of all, let's talk about someone who's been out of the news for a while, but is coming back in. Amanda Bynes, back in the news.
Is that right?
Yeah. I
haven't heard anything about her.
She's coming home for Christmas. She's going to get out. She was, I think, in the at a mental health facility at UCLA, I want to say. Yeah. And then now she's coming out to be with her parents during Christmas. Now, here's the thing that gets me is they're saying they're releasing her because she can't go outside while she's at this mental health facility because of all the paparazzi. They're just waiting to get a shot of her.
Right.
So they said that she's going a little stir crazy inside. And I'm thinking,
is that why you're inside?
Do we have to call her more crazy? She's already in the mental health facility. Do you then have to say, oh, now she's going stir crazy? That's just rubbing salt on the wound, don't you think? You know what I mean? That's just terrible. Yeah, don't do that. Let her be, people. Let her get the help she needs and deserves. So let that happen. Moving on. The king is dead. The king is dead.
The king is dead.
The king is dead. No, Elvis didn't die again.
LeBron James?
No. Oh, jeez, no. But Justin Bieber is no longer the most followed person on Twitter. Yeah! That's right. He has been overtaken by a more worthy ruler, a person worthy of our admiration.
That we can all agree on.
We can all say is awesome, and that person, Katy Perry, everybody.
Smoothies!
Exactly. Katy Perry is the new queen of Twitter with 46,593,000 followers. And then Bieber only has 46,543,000.
Loser.
Lame.
Right.
Go kill himself now.
I don't know what you get from following Justin Bieber on Twitter.
A lot of nonsense.
You seriously. Get things like, I think I'm going to be funny or die. Yay.
Yeah. You see pictures of him with his shirt off, Bean. You'd like that.
Lots of that. It's just, I'm happy to say none of the people I follow, I don't think follow Bieber because I've never even seen a retweet.
Oh, right. I follow Bieber and I love to tweet and comment.
Well, but like you comment and like you do.
I make fun of him.
Yeah, do insulting things.
Yeah.
Acceptable.
Okay, all right.
But no one I follow retweets like, oh my God,
Justin's just to retweet.
So hot.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
He's a douche.
Exactly.
It is funny. The only person I follow on Twitter who consistently fills up my timeline with pictures of him with his top off is Brad Williams.
Woo!
That's true.
But that's quality. That's giving the people what they want to see.
Have we checked that with anyone?
check out my new Vine, and you can see for yourself. I'm in my Miley Cyrus Halloween costume, having a good time.
Pretty strong.
Moving on, Pamela Anderson just ran the New York City Marathon. Very admirable. Ran 26.2 miles in 5 hours and 41 minutes. That's pretty darn impressive.
It is.
Being that I got small legs. That would probably take me, let's see, 3 times as long. It takes me like 4 times. That would take me 2 months. 2 months to run. So, good on you, Pamela. But I'm talking about this because she recently tweeted out a picture where she showed herself recovering from the marathon, and she had an ice pack on her vagina.
Yes.
ice pack on the vagina.
An ice pack?
Yeah, being that her vagina was sore. And all I'm saying is, what happens in a marathon? What tears you? Do we forget this woman was married to Tommy Lee?
Yeah, that's...
The man can drive a boat with his penis, and she's good. She's still standing. Runs in a marathon, ice on the vagina.
That's bizarre.
I don't want to run, not that I was going to run in a marathon, but I don't want to run in anything that can take out Pamela's vagina. Nothing. That
does
seem
like
me.
It might be the strongest thing on earth.
That would be like you being about to take a bite out of something and beer mug going, I wouldn't eat that. No.
Nope. Yeah. Never happens. That's true.
Not going to put that in my mouth anymore. Sometimes you just got to judge people.
We call our vagina Denny's because it's always open.
You get it? Let's get to celebrity birthdays, everyone. Robert Patrick is 55 years old today. Singer Bryan Adams is 54. Singer Ryan Adams is 39 years old. Actress Tilda Swinton is 53. Actress Famke Janssen is a good-looking 49. And the spawn of Satan, Kris Jenner, 58 years old today. Scary! I'm Brad Williams. Follow me on Twitter at FunnyBrad and I pitter patter on the show.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ and you are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show at 9:39.
I'm serious, guys. It's out of control. I need to go on a diet. Wait, ice cream sandwiches?
No, that just happened. He ran out the door.
And not just ice cream sandwiches. Instead of, like, bread, it's cookies.
It was, by the way, and it was very good. And I don't even know if we were welcome to them. They were just in another room. Another side of the building, and Muggs and I just did the marine crawl in there and grabbed one each.
You can't have food in the K-Rock building and think Muggs isn't going to get some.
That's correct.
That's not. It's like bringing your girlfriend next to Jared Leto. You can't get mad.
Yeah! Exactly.
You have to plan for the Muggs factor.
Exactly.
But Kevin, you can look at ice cream sandwich and go, I'm in good shape, I'm at a good weight, I'm comfortable, I can afford to splurge every once in a while, I'm going to enjoy this. Muggs can't do that. Muggs shouldn't be doing
that. Well, Muggs is going to die any day, if that's what you're saying.
Yeah. Right.
But that would save us some headache, right?
Fantastic.
We're all down with that.
Hey, Ralph Garber returns tomorrow. In the meantime, give it up for Brad Williams, filling in once again on short notice with Showbiz Beat
short
today. Brad,
notice!
Because he said
that's
short!
Crazy!
That was not at all intentional. I just meant we called you yesterday and you were available. And we thank you so much for coming in. Brad is the hardest working little person in show business. He is at the Flappers Comedy Club in Burbank over Thanksgiving weekend. Two shows Friday, two shows Saturday. Tickets available just $20 at flapperscomedy.com. And don't forget his brand new album available today. Download it on iTunes at iTunes.com or Amazon.com. You can buy it there. Or if you want a signed copy delivered straight to you, go to BradWilliamsComedy.com. This is your new Hi Ho album recorded just recently at the Ice House in Pasadena. So this is brand, you know, pretty much new stuff unless somebody has seen you in the last couple of months, right?
Exactly. So you can go enjoy that and have fun with the album cover, which has me having a lot of fun with Snow White.
All right.
Yeah.
Pumping a leg, perhaps?
Oh, if only it were just a leg, Kevin. She wishes it was just a leg.
So, tell
the
me.
I know finally you, got him some.
I know you've done some peculiar photo shoots over the years, Brad, but what was it like for that poor woman when she found out what she was going to be doing for the day?
Well, she's a lovely model who's MMA. She goes, her name is Jennifer Swift. People know her as Miss Tapout. You can follow her on Twitter at Miss Tapout. That's a good deal, by the way. You should definitely do that.
And she liked it, I would imagine.
And she had a great time. She got the Snow White outfit, and it was fun. And then there's another comedian named Brady Matthews who played Prince Charming, who's looking through the window all depressed because he sees me humping his woman. So, yeah, it was a very fun photo shoot where I got to live out all my fantasies and finally get some from that sweet, sweet Snow White.
Well done. But about now, time she started putting out.
Yeah! Happy, sleepy, dopey, grumpy, none of them. Brad conquers. It's what I do. It's what I do. Let's get to some show business news. It is Tuesday, so in addition to my album, there's more CDs and DVDs available in the stores, which you should pick up. You guys just did the review of the new Eminem album, the Marshall Mathers LP2. That is out today. I would highly recommend going out and getting that. Avril Lavigne by Avril Lavigne is out today, and also Matangi by MIA. That's out. I'm not pronouncing that right, but go for it.
Probably not, but there's no one here that can do better.
Woo! Okay.
My Indonesian is not as good as it once was.
Exactly. Then new DVDs out. The Hobbit, An Unexpected Journey. That's out today. Also, White House Down, starring Channing Tatum.
Brad has a bit of a crush on Channing Tatum.
Who doesn't?
I got to do a very small budget film with his wife.
Small budget?
Yeah, small budget. I don't even try anymore. With his wife, Jenna Dewan Tatum.
Okay.
She's in the movie. The movie is called Balls to the Wall.
Okay.
I play a stripper.
All right.
So,
I'm in.
And Channing was on set many of the days and couldn't have been a nicer guy. Was a great dude. So, yeah, my crush on Channing Tatum goes from that and just the fact that he's so dreamy. And, of course, also today, the big news of the DVDs out today, Duck Dynasty. I am dreaming of a redneck Christmas. The Duck Dynasty Christmas special that everyone was begging for.
Right on.
They just give you a free Larry the Cable Guy tattoo if you pick that one up.
I got to tell you, I started watching that, Bean. Remember I hated it at first?
Oh, yeah.
Started watching it now. I'm sort of in.
Are they your people?
You're no longer watching it, ironically.
Right.
Now you find you're not tuning in just to get stuff to make fun of. Now you're really sort of into it?
Crazy old Uncle Cy. I love it.
Well, I've heard people say, I've never seen Duck Dynasty, but I've heard people say that the family is very likable.
They are
And you start to enjoy spending time with them.
Well, so you like Crazy Old Uncle Sykes. You're like, that's what I'm going to be like.
That's what I'm already up. I'm already
I
that.
Like blowing stuff up.
Now, the night before Christmas, I was sitting in my house, a three-hour nap, when all of a sudden I heard a big crash. I figured it was some coon digging in the trash. I went to the window and slipped on my shoes because I don't like critters snooping around in my refuge.
Come on.
All right.
You got rules.
Robert Frost, who needs him? Ralph Waldo Emerson, amateur! We have the Duck Dynasty,
That's
guys.
That's
right. Let's get some more show business news. Found an article on thoughtcatalog.com that I thought was really interesting that I wanted to share with you guys. They interviewed 46 people that went to high school with certain celebrities. And they said, hey, what were these celebrities like back in high school? So it's 46 people who don't know the celebrities anymore, have no affiliation, nothing to profit from.
Went to high school before they became famous?
Okay. So they're just being honest with who these people were in high school.
Okay.
And there's 46 stars, but I'll give you a quick recap with some of the highlights. They said Jack Nicholson had a photographic memory, once came into a Spanish class, didn't know there was a test, looked at the study guide for 30 seconds, aced the test. So,
wow.
He's all kinds of awesome.
Nice.
Katherine Heigl, surprise. She was a bitch.
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah. You never hear that about her.
It seems to be the word.
She's such a kind person. Her classmates said all the teachers hated her, and especially all the classmates hated her when she would bring her manager to some of the classes.
I find this hard to believe.
I do too, but
her manager would come to the class.
And when the teacher would give certain assignments, the manager would say, excuse me, Catherine's not going to do that. She's busy. He was there just to say she's not going to do those assignments. Who knows
That's
if it's
crazy.
True or not?
I hope it's true.
But I hope it is.
It's awesome, but it seems too good to be true.
Here's a story. Keira Knightley, she went to school with, she had a boyfriend in high school. They interviewed the boyfriend. He said, yeah, I dated Keira, and I was a soccer player in high school. I played so much soccer that Keira actually gave me an ultimatum. You either choose soccer or you choose me. He chose soccer.
What?
How's that going for you now, buddy?
Now that he's not playing soccer anymore.
Do you just watch Pirates movies and just like, I had that. Yeah, and he's not a forward for Real Madrid or like anything like that anymore.
Nice job, dumbass.
And then Vanilla Ice, he graduated from high school, started doing the ice thing, and then came back to his high school in a red convertible, top down, blasting Ice Ice Baby, driving all over the campus.
No, this is embarrassing.
You're bragging about this. You're like, this is me.
It was big at the time, but...
That's me!
Come on.
That's just but all kinds of bad.
I bet there are a lot of people... Look, I'm not defending what Vanilla Ice did there, but I bet there are a lot of people in high school who think, one day I'm going to show these people. One day I'm going to get revenge. Mm-hmm. They're picking on me because I, whatever it is, rap or play soccer or write or whatever it is. If I ever make it, I'm going to come back and I'm going to rub it in their faces. I bet a lot of people have that fantasy.
I bet they do, and he lived it out.
Yep.
Ice, ice, baby. Good job, Rob Van Winkle. Well done. Let's get to celebrity birthdays. Kris Jenner, person who gave birth to Satan, and might be Satan herself. Not quite sure.
I believe she would be Satan.
She would be Satan?
In that group, yeah.
All right, there you go. Kris Jenner is 58 years old today, so go on Twitter and wish her a happy birthday. I'm pretty sure you should all go do that. Robert Patrick is 55 years old today. Singer Bryan Adams is 54. Singer Ryan Adams is 39. Actress Tilda Swinton is 53. Kevin, you gonna how are you celebrating Tilda Swinton's birthday today?
I usually just get a cake with his name on it.
You should find a museum and go sleep in a glass box in honor of Tilda Swinton. Remember,
she did that. That's right. She did that. She just slept in a box and said, "This is art.
This is art."
Yeah. You know what? It wasn't art.
You know, she probably went back to her high school and slept in a box in the quad. Right? Like, look at me now.
How you like me now?
Look what I'm doing. All right. Actress Famke Janssen is 49 years old today. She's in all those Taken movies. She just keeps getting her daughter taken, and she gets taken. And just,
a lot of Taken in that family. A
lot of Taken.
Mm-hmm.
A whole lot of Taken going on. Actor Sam Rockwell is 45. And guitarist Kevin Jonas of the Jonas Brothers is 26 years old today. I'm Brad Williams, filling in for Ralph Garman. Ralph will be back tomorrow, and I pitter-patter on the Showbiz Beat.
Thank you, Brad. Great to have you.
Hey, thank you for having me. And I know I can never replace Ralph. I can never do what Ralph does, but I can certainly attempt.
You knew them before they were famous. We're going to take your calls tomorrow. Based on the story that Brad just did about knowing celebrities before they became celebrities.
Mm-hmm.
If you have those circumstances, we're going to have you call in tomorrow morning. We also have Saoirse Ronan in the studio talking about How I Live Now. And we have comedian Aisha Tyler on the program tomorrow. And we have your tickets for the advanced screening of The Hunger Games Catching Fire. And that's tomorrow morning on an all-new show.